Yeah. Come
Hi, it's Laura. I got you.
How you doing, Laura?
Is it a good time for you?
Yeah, it's all right for right now. I got a few minutes.
Okay, perfect. So what questions did you have for me? I know that you kind
so
of...
What, all right, what do we need? What do I need to get started? What's all entailed? I got a few $100. I'm just trying to figure out where to put that right now.
Sure. So I gave you two options, and it's up to you the option you want to go forward with. So the first package, let me go over the package. Sorry. It's going to be first page placement on Google. So when someone searches for you, they'll be able to find you. It's also going to be on Bing, Amazon Alexa, Siri. And that's the first basic package. So that was the $199, which is what I quoted you for that. That's a month. Now, if you want to add Facebook ads, which I recommend, it'll be $100 worth of Facebook ads, and I'm only charging you $50 more. If you go that route, which I recommend that route, you're looking at $249
a month. $249
a month.
What's the turnover ratio? What's for like the contract? Like what?
So there's no
rate?
There's no contracts. It's a month-to-month program to show you that we can get you results. When it comes to your Google Analytics, for example, just an interior painting, that keyword was searched a little over 1,200 times in the past 30 days. So your demand is definitely there. Now, for you to start seeing results, Facebook ads are going to be about 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement, it's going to be about 30 to 45 days because Google does need to verify you're a legitimate business. So it is somewhat of a process, but we're already going to be working to get you up higher and higher.
What do they need to consider so-called legitimate business?
So it really depends on your state and what the requirements are. So do you know if your state requires you to have a license and be insured?
I'm not sure. I'm in Georgia. I could probably look it up.
Okay. Is your business registered with the city?
No.
Okay. I am. Okay. So what Google will do if you don't have those things is they're going to want to see, for example, business cards, pictures of business cards, pictures of the tools that you use for work, pictures of invoices. That's the route that they're going to want to go. Now, if for whatever reason there's a really big issue and we can't have you get Google verified, we will still do your Facebook, and we would make sure to take care of you on Facebook side.
So
because those ads
still
work well.
License insurance. You need license insurance.
Not necessarily. It helps when it comes to getting you Google verified. But if your state doesn't require it, you could still get Google verified. It just really depends. It's because Google's a little particular with everything, and that's what we would be helping you with is getting you Google verified.
So to get Google verified, that's how
mm-hmm.
much?
No, that's all included.
All right. And both of the packages?
In both of the packages, it's included, correct.
I can get the license insurance and everything. I have all that information, really, insurance.
It makes it a lot easier.
I don't have no problem getting anything. Like I said, I'm just getting started. I just moved there not too long ago. So I'm just getting, I moved from Philadelphia to Georgia, so I'm just wanting to get my, get it back up. I had clientele in Philadelphia. I work for companies there. But now I want to get my own stuff back up here. I got like a four-man crew, but I'm only doing residential, so that's plenty what I need to do.
I would recommend a package that comes with Facebook ads because Facebook works really well since the ads are put in front of people who are looking for your services. So especially
Facebook.
I'm sorry?
So I have to get on Facebook. You recommend it on Facebook?
So you have a couple different options when it comes to Facebook ads. People who don't like to use Facebook or whatnot, what you can do is do a click-to-call feature where clients would just click and call you directly. They wouldn't go on your actual Facebook page. We can make one for you if you need to. If you're completely against Facebook, then, like I said, we can just go with a local package, which would be the $199 per month. But it's up to you what you would want to do best for your business.
Yeah, wanting to be seen person.
Social media.
Like, attention. Yeah, I'm not a real social media.
I'm the same way.
I just haven't been on Facebook. I talked about getting it for a while. I still think about it, but I'm not real a person like that that needs to be seen. I just want to do business. I want to paint. You know, to keep moving forward to what I need to do. As far as, you know, insurance and everything, I don't have no problem getting all that. I'm just trying to get some more work. I just want to put my money where the best place is going to be right now.
Yeah.
To keep work. I've been in contracting for a while.
Okay.
So I know you got to, you know, the importance of staying with work.
Correct. Yes.
Keep it moving.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you correctly, when it comes to Facebook, you don't really want to worry about that side. Is that correct?
I don't want my personal Facebook page. If I do, I probably want to get it on my own, but I don't know if I want to have to be responsible for having to check it every day and be on Facebook every day, checking it. You know what I'm saying? Just a regular page.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe if his business, something for something could be screened or something, but as far as me personally, I'm not really into that. I'm just not built that way.
Yes. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you do have that option then if you just want to do the feature on Facebook where they just click to call you. So they wouldn't go on the page. You can do that. Or like I did say, you can just not do Facebook in its entirety. It's really up to you and what you want to do. What we can do is just start on your local side, which would be the $199 per month. And if you want to add Facebook in the future, you can do that. That'll be your choice. But at least we can start you with the local.
And what's all included with that one, the $199?
Oh, for $199 is your first page placement on Google. A website is included as well. We're also going to put you on the first page with Bing, Amazon Alexa, and Siri, and you also get that dashboard which tracks everything for you.
Does the app come with that or something?
An app comes with it so you can track everything, yes. Now, if you don't want to use the app, that's okay as well. You can always call us when you want to make changes.
Can you put, like, pictures on there and, like, I get reviews and stuff on the apps and everything?
So on the app, you're going to receive a review tracker. The way the review tracker works is we give you a link that you provide your customers, and all they have to do is click on the link and leave you a review, and it goes directly onto your Google business profile, which is, you know, that first page placement on Google. Now, if you want to add pictures, like, for example, add some pictures to your website or on your Google business profile, you're going to be able to do that on the app, and then we transfer it over to you.
All right. So, say I go with that, the $200 package. About how long does it take to get a lead for work?
So for that package, for you to get the first page placement, it's going to be about 30 to 45 days. I have seen it sooner. I've seen it as soon as 13 days, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. It's that process with Google that they have to mail you out that verification pin. It's really Google that has that requirement.
Once you get that, what does it look like? What's the feedback from the pain of the contract?
There's no fee. It's included in your service.
How many feedback.
So the what? I'm sorry?
Feedback that you get from, like, the painters. Like, you know, What are they saying?
Yeah.
Are they saying, like, you know, once that happens, they get a lot of work or what?
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so when it comes to Google, it's the number one search engine in the world. So when it comes to getting work off Google, that's not a problem. You know, we've been doing this already for 18 years. We only work in areas as well where there is a high demand. And in your area, since there was over 1,200 searches in the past 30 days, that already puts it down as a high demand type of area. So you're going to get calls. Now, you're going to want to, of course, put reviews up for yourself because that's going to make your business look better, but you kind of got to start somewhere, and that's where we would come into play on starting to get that Google business profile going for you.
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot and see how it works?
Yeah, I do want to give it a shot. Let's see. Still talking about 35. I got a job lined up for about 3 weeks. I might be tied up on for a while. You seen it earlier. The process is what? The verification?
Yes, it's the verification process where they're mailing you out that verification pin. So if you have work for the next 3 weeks, it's still perfect timing for you. Everything's going to start working for when you start slowing down.
All right. Once that happens, as far as screening the call, like I said, I've been on Angie's ad. I got some fraudulent ones. I even had people go as far as to mail me a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So as far just the dumb shit. I don't have time for that. I just want to paint. Just do what I do. If you want straight business, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want a bunch of headaches. It's
correct.
Serious
so-
people.
With increased visibility on the internet, you will probably get people who are reaching out to charge you for services. But with us, what we do is we ask you a security question every time that we call you, which is something that I would go over when we're setting up your account. And that's how you would know that it's us giving you a call, not some random person. But when it comes to Google, I mean, you're going to get legitimate calls. Angie's, on the other hand, I mean, if you look them up, they're currently being sued for pretty much providing faulty leads. And, unfortunately, they don't have the best reputation.
All right. As far as the faulty leads, what do y'all guarantee?
Since we're partnered with Google, we're not allowed to give any type of guarantees. The only thing that we can tell you is the Google Analytics side, which is how many people are searching for your keywords in your area, which is what I was telling you earlier. No company can give you any type of guarantee. Even if they do, you never really know what
they're
saying.
I hear you. I know you can't control what everybody does, but as far as the best you can do, and so on your side, that's what I'm interested in.
Correct.
Like I said, I just had too many fraud. Now, at this point, I really don't trust anybody.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, let me send this over to you. I'm going to send you our certification that we have with Google. Sending that over to you now, which is our company information. I'll also send you over our webpage. And everything as well. So before we charge your card, we also go through a voice verification, which is on a recorded line. And also when we charge your card, you're going to receive everything automatically in writing as well. So everything that I went over with you of what we're going to do is going to be given to you in writing. And, you know, all your receipt and all of that's going to be sent immediately over to you. So that's, everything's pretty much secure on our end.
All right. As far as, uh, as far as getting a lead, let me see. That's all I can think about right now.
Okay. So do you want me to start processing everything on your account, or what do you want to do moving forward?
Yeah, let's go with it.
Okay. I waived your setup fee as well, so you're going to be just at the flat $199, and that's what it's going to stay. It doesn't change. I have the spelling of your first name. Let me make sure I have that correct. It's E-L-I-Y-A-H. Is that correct?
Yeah. Do you need that for any, like as far as doing any business, or is this just for us?
This is going to be for us, but then I'm also going to ask you the business side right now. So this is just for what we have your account under. What is your last name?
Put me Elia Taylor.
Taylor.
T-A-Y-L-R, yeah.
Perfect.
You can put Granville Taylor as first name, but Granville, GRANDVELL. Taylor, that's why, like, if I want to cash a check or something, it's on my cards and stuff. But you can call
okay.
me LER.
Okay. Let me make sure I got Grandville. Did you say V-I-L-L-E or V-E?
V-E-L-L, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Okay. Perfect. And what is your email address?
GrandvilleTaylor@gmail.com.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I know that you did tell me already. Hold on. Okay, I think I spell, okay, I'm going to respell it for you for Granville. I have GRANDVELLE.
No, not an E at the
end. Okay. All right. Okay, and did you say, so your first name is Granville, or that's your middle name?
Did I guess?
Your first name is Granville,
yeah,
or?
Granville is first name.
Okay, got it. All right. And this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the phone number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yeah, that's another thing. Is this all, like, incoming calls, or do I have to call other people?
These are calls that are going to go directly to your phone.
So they're calling me?
They're going to call you. They're not going to go through us.
Okay.
Now, you do have an option to add a call tracking feature, which is what I was going to ask you in a little bit. It's just something to keep in mind if you want to add it. It's where we provide you with a phone number. Your clients call you at that number, but the calls still go directly to you. So you do have that option if that's something you want to do.
Repeat that again for me.
Sure. So it's called a call tracking feature. You can add it. It's included. You don't have to. It's up to you. But we would provide you with a phone number, and your clients are going to call that phone number, but the calls still go directly to you. Now, the reason why customers like to add the call tracking feature is because all calls are recorded. Also, it does minimize spam calls, because when you call, they ask, it's going to be like a little voice, little prompter that says, "Hi, thank you for calling Colors Painting. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So you do have the option to add that feature, but it's completely up to you.
How much is it to add it?
It's not anything extra. It's included.
Okay. Well, yeah, that'll help.
Okay. Now, for company name, I have two words. It's Colors Painting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And now I'm going to need a physical address. This is where Google's going to mail out that verification pin. What is the address that you want to put down?
311 Brent Road, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, to verify, the street name is Brent, like the name, B-R-E-N-T.
B-R-E-N-T.
Okay. Now, on your Google business profile, are you going to want to hide this address, or do you want it to show?
No, I don't need it to show.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
As far as authorized, what does that mean?
For example, if we call and somebody else answers, to make changes on your account.
Let me get two people. Three people.
Okay. What are their names?
Tamar Taylor, T-A-M-A-R Taylor, T-A-Y-O-R. Let me get, that's my wife, and Yaron, Y-A-R-O-N, yeah.
Last name Taylor?
Taylor, right.
Okay, and then let me get the spelling of your wife's name again one more time, please.
T-A-M-A-R, Tamar.
Okay. Now, for services that you offer, this is going to be the jobs that you want to be found for. So what type of services do you want to be listed for?
Interior painting. Interior, exterior painting, residential.
Do you do cabinet painting as well?
Yes, cabinets too.
Okay. Anything else?
Decks. Interior, exterior. Anything inside of a house, outside of a house.
Mm-hmm.
No regular residential house. I go up on a ladder. Now I don't want to go too high. My crew's not that big right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can do a residential right now.
Okay. I have interior painting, exterior painting, residential painting, cabinet painting, and deck painting, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. Now, for your onboarding call, they call within an hour window. The call is about 45 minutes to an hour long. So what does your availability look like for tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday if need be?
Let's say tomorrow 10 a.m.
Okay, between 10 and 11, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Actually, hold on. Let me make sure I have that availability. Yes, I do have that availability. Okay. I'm going to email you out also the Google invite for the call. If you need to reschedule, you can just email me back on that or also let me know. Okay. Now we're not going to do Facebook. Now on your website, it is going to be a secure website. So we do offer payment integration. It is included. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's where your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to offer that on your webpage?
Where clients can pay for their service. So I'll do a house and they can pay on my actual website?
Correct.
I'd rather them deal with me directly.
Okay, so we'll put no on that one. All right. Okay, now for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I know the counties. I just moved out here, so I'm familiar with some of the counties, like Griffin.
Do you want to do like a 50-mile radius or a certain mile radius?
About an hour away.
Okay, so do you want to, okay. We'll do that for now, then. Okay.
Also, too, is there a way I can deal with, like, one person, and I'm like, if I want to do anything, I want to talk to anything, anybody about the account, I can talk to, say, like, you.
Mm-hmm. You can call me, and I can make changes. I can let your account management team know, or you can contact account management team as well. But they're also going to be sending you emails and text messages, so you can also respond through text or email. I'm still going to be point of contact for you, so you can always contact me, and I can get anything taken care of for you.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Days I'm not open for is on the Sabbath, on Shabbat. So that's from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. So Friday evening, Saturday evening.
Okay. So that's when you would be closed, right?
Right.
Okay. So and then it would be, I don't know because I'm trying to think about how to typically put it. Do you want me to put 24 hours, Monday through Thursday? Or?
Because it's still Sunday, too. You know what I'm saying? Saturday night is still, you know, day one. So I can go Sunday all the way till Friday evening.
Okay.
So that's what, Sunday to, I just need from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown off. Besides that, it's fine. And whatever, you know, other those days I have, holy days I have throughout the year, but that's the days throughout the week.
Correct. Okay. All right. I will, so what I can do is put 24 hours, like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Friday I can put down that you close like at 5 o'clock, or do you want to do 4?
Yeah, because you know, depending on where you are, and then
exactly,
they got the, you know, the so-called daylight saving time and stuff.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. What time is maybe it's the sunset here, and in Atlanta, Georgia, maybe Barnesville. What's the latest to go down? Maybe like 4:50 or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that, because the sun's already starting to go down. We can do, how about if we do 4 until 4 p.m. on Friday?
Okay. And then as the summer days get longer, I can adjust that?
Correct, yes. You're going to have access to do this whenever you want on your app, or again, you can call us and we can do it for you. So that's not a problem. Okay. Now, for the card that you're going to use, is it going to be under your name, the company name, or both?
The card?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my name.
Okay. And it's on the card, it shows Granville Taylor?
Right.
Okay. And the billing on the card, is it the 311 Brent Road as well?
Right. Yep.
Okay. And then what type of card is it? A MasterCard,
it's
Visa?
It's a Chime card. Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
4985.
Did you say 4185?
4985.
Okay.
0311. 5108. 6259.
And what is the expiration?
0227.
And the security code?
517.
Okay. And every time that we call you, as I did mention earlier, we're going to ask you the security question so you know it's us calling you. You have 3 different options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, my first what name?
Your first pet's name.
I'll give you a name, L-E-I-E-L-E-Y.
You're going to do the first pet's name?
No, I want to do, I want to do, Let's do Hanabi. H-A-N-A-B-I.
H-N-A-B-I?
H-A-N-A-B-I.
Okay. And that's going to be the answer to maiden mother's maiden name?
Let's go with, what was the other name, the other option?
It's either city you were born in, mother's maiden name, or first pet's name.
City.
Okay. Right. Now I'm going to do the voice verification. It is in a on a recorded line to outline the service agreement. If you have any questions or you want me to clear anything up, just let me know. First thing to get everything started, if you can state the name of your business.
Colors. Colors Pain.
Perfect. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Elia Taylor, the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us. That's exactly why we're going to ask you that security question every time we call you. We're also going to be calling you from that 877 number. You know, I'm not sure if I sent it to you, but let me just send it to you again. If
is that a number
I
like it. I can store on my phone? That if I see, you know, if I store it, then you'll call me from that number every time?
Yes, that's the number. That's the number I'm sending. I just sent it over to you. It's the 877 number. You can save that number on your phone. That's the number that we're going to be calling you from. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Like what?
Basically, you can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing because it's going to mess up your SEO. So it's search engine optimization.
Hold on. Say that again. Repeat that.
Uh-huh. So it's what we're doing for you is called search engine optimization. So it's SEO. We can't have two companies doing SEO because it's going to mess up your listing. So pretty much we ask that if you do start working with another SEO company to please let us know. But you should have no reason to work with another SEO company.
Right. So SEO company, what, that's mm-hmm. somebody else who wants to advertise or your lead?
If another company calls you trying to do search engine optimization, that's what it's called. That's what we're doing
like, give
for
me a
you.
Name. Yeah, like a name. Give me an example.
411 Local is one of them. I think Thrive is another company that does it as well. It's SEO.
They do the same thing you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not actually partnered with Google, but they do SEO. Which makes them a little bit different. But basically, you can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing. So we ask that if you are working with another company that's doing search engine optimization to basically let us know. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Well, I'm just saying, who would I... Because I get a lot of phone calls, that's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. who would consider like SEO?
Oh, okay. So that's why you get so when you get a phone call, you just want to make sure that we ask you that security question so you
okay.
know what's up. Yeah. So just remember the part of the security question.
Okay, all right. So
you'll know it's us. And then again, save our phone number so you know it's us as
okay.
well. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 7th, and the non-refundable amount, if that's $199 flat. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th in the amount of $199. it is a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your payment at any time or your agreement at any time. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can get that taken care of. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Going back to the beginning, you said what doesn't start until the second payment?
Yes, so it's after the second payment. It's just every seventh of every month you're going to be charged $199. That's the flat amount. And basically it's just going to be on the seventh of every month.
So what's the second payment going to be?
The second payment's going to be on December 7th.
And it's the same amount?
It's the same amount of $199, nothing more. There is no setup fee. I waived your setup fee, so you don't have to pay that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So I'm going to charge your card. You're going to be receiving emails and text messages right now about everything that we're going over and also the terms and conditions that I'm going to make sure to go over with you before we get off the phone. And then I do have you down for a phone call tomorrow between 10 to 11, so I'll send that email out to you as well. Let me see here. I'm going to also send you a YouTube video, which is going to go over your dashboard, and it's also going to tell you, how to use it and whatnot. You still aren't going to have your credentials for your dashboard. We're going to be getting that started for you. But at least you can watch the YouTube video so you can see what you're going to be dealing with on your dashboard. Okay. I'm going to send you right now the terms and conditions, so give me 1 second. Okay, I just sent you over the link if you can open that up, and that's going to go over exactly what we're going to do for you, which the first thing is going to be that Google Business Profile. We're going to get that optimized for you. We're going to do your directory submissions. That's Google, Bing, Yelp, not Facebook. We're not including that one in there. It goes over the website, which we're going to do for you. Also, if you scroll down, it goes into what we charged you and what we will be charging you every month, which is just the $199. Now, if you get really busy and you want to put your account on hold, you can always put it on pause. We don't charge you. Just give us a call again 3 days before your next billing is due. And it also goes over the cancellation terms that you can cancel at any time. Just again, please 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, if you want to receive text messages from us, which I highly recommend, click on the box that says, I agree to receive SMS messages. Then click on the next box that says, I certify that I'm authorized holder. And then just type in your name in the box with capital G and capital T, and then just click confirm, and it takes you into your dashboard. And let me know if you have any questions, of course.
All right. Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm at, this is Local Splash username?
Correct. So the Local Splash username, that's going to be your dashboard. We're going to get all that set up for you. So you're going to be receiving that in a few days. You're going to be receiving text messages and emails from us as well. Now, tomorrow is when we're going to go more into detail about your company info, what keywords you want to do, the colors of your website, and all of that good stuff. If you need us to make you a logo as well, just let me know or the account management team know, and we can do you a logo. If you like it, you can keep it. If not, that's fine. But I have you down as a call for tomorrow between 10 to 11, okay?
All right. Now, when would I let them know about the logo?
You can let me know now if you want, if you would
think,
like me to put it
in. Let me see what the options are. You know, I have my daughters working on a logo for me. But,
okay.
You know, whatever options you got, I just want to make it go as smooth as possible. You know what I'm saying? I just want to paint, Laura. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know. I got you. I got you. Don't worry. We're going to get on.
Good work done. Good work done. You know what I'm saying? Good work for a good price. This business. I just want to do business. I don't care how you feel about me personally. You know what I mean? Just
want a good job. I hear you.
And it's not that big. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I didn't
do
any residential.
This is going to be great for you. We'll get those keywords going for you tomorrow, too. We'll let you know which ones you want to pick, the ones that are searched the most in your area. I put down already the logo stuff as well. And, you know, anything, feel free to reach out to me. You can text me, call me, email me, whichever. And also your account management team, whichever one works best. And then we'll go from there. We'll get everything started for you, okay?
Okay, so tomorrow, what, 10 to 11?
Between 10 and 11, if I'm available, I'm going to be the one that introduces you to the account manager. But if I am not available, then they're going to call you regardless. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, now, do you have any questions for me?
That's it right now. If I could just deal with one person, if I could just deal with you, that'd be good. That'd be
simple
for me.
The account management team, they'll still call you, but because they handle all of the back end stuff. But I'm still point of contact, so you can always contact me anything that you need. Okay.
The thing is, yeah, I could be doing some other stuff. If I could have somebody that could take care of stuff, you know, on your end, if I could deal with a person, and you make everybody else do what they need to do. That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's absolutely fine. You have my extension. Like I said, you can text me, email me, call me, whichever one's easier for you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, perfect. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a good rest of your day. Okay, thank you. Bye.